Lafayette, West Lafayette, again stamping its mark as a major player in the new high-tech economy. What the latest multi-billion dollar microelectronics investment means for the region and Indiana. Plus,
first time in 44 years that Purdue is going to the Final Four.
What a trip to the Final Four means for Purdue's bottom line when it comes to recruiting, the NIL, and enrollment. And Terre Haute, the latest Indiana city to cash in on those willing to take a chance on Lady Luck. It's all next on Inside Indiana Business.
From Indiana's business news leader, this is IBJ Media's Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick. Presented by Elevate Ventures and Indiana University.
Hello and welcome to Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, coming to you this week from the campus of Purdue University in West Lafayette. This region really riding high on two fronts this week, securing a multi-billion dollar semiconductor project and 1,000 jobs. Also riding high on the Purdue Boilermakers and a trip to the Final Four.
And the next stop on the Purdue Redemption Tour is the Final Four.
Well, when you boil it all down, this region is on a roll. Purdue's historic season pumping big bucks into the university and beyond. And West Lafayette and Indiana making their mark yet again as major players in the world of high tech. Nailing down a $4 billion deal from South Korean chip manufacturing giant SK Hynix that could generate as many as 1,000 new jobs. Taiwan-based chip maker MediaTek has detailed plans to establish a chip design center here. And shortly after that, Minnesota-based SkyWater Technology committed nearly $2 billion to build a semiconductor R&D and production facility here. The new economy, high-tech investments, reinforcing Purdue and West Lafayette and Indiana, a move in becoming major players and a high-tech hub.
As a Boilermaker once said 55 years ago on the surface of the moon, it is a giant leap for Purdue University in our state.
It is the largest single economic development deal in Indiana history. South Korea-based SK Hynix to invest $4 billion in an advanced chip packaging plant that could employ as many as 1,000 workers. It marks the culmination of an intense two-year competition among multiple states for the mega deal.
Why Indiana?
Indiana has the sufficient infrastructure, like the water, electricity, and everything. And additionally, Indiana has the Purdue University.
Away from the lights, cameras, and power players assembled for the announcement, Purdue President Meng Chang told me there are three unique aspects that make the deal transformational for the university, region, and state.
This is about advanced packaging of semiconductors, thus completing a missing link in building resilient supply chain for the United States. Two, it is memory high-end chips for AI applications by SK Hynix as the market leader in that space. So this is going to be transformational for the hard tech corridor and AI hardware in the state of Indiana. And third, yes, there are bigger fabs elsewhere in the country recently announced, but this, I believe, is the largest such facility at a university, and in this case, in Purdue Research Park, and all the benefits that's going to bring to our students and faculty, as well as partners and neighbors.
The plant will be built at the Purdue Research Park, just north of campus. It will be an advanced packaging fabrication facility that will also include a robust research and development function.
When we first started talking 10 years ago, when I was then chief innovation officer, we were talking about tens of millions of transistors on the size of your fingernail. Today, we're talking about tens of billions of transistors, and that's what will be happening here at this facility, packaging those transistors together to enable end applications like AI, like IoT, and really will spur the next major technological developments in automotive, in medical devices.
And the SK Hynix investment is expected to have significant ripple effect.
You're going to see SK Hynix bring with them dozens of suppliers to actually facilitize this major effort. And you're also going to see leading edge talent come to Indiana. Let's face it, Gary, no one state, no one company can single-handedly solve the technological challenge on the horizon. Indiana will be among those partners that are solving it.
Some background now on SK Hynix. The company is based in South Korea, supplying what is known as DRAM, or Dramatic Access Memory, which is used to store the main data in computers. SK Hynix also manufactures chips in flash drives. It's the second largest memory chip maker and the sixth largest semiconductor company in the world.
No good.
Coming up next, the business of basketball here in West Lafayette.
And the next stop on the Purdue Redemption Tour is the Final Four.
The economic impact Purdue's run to college basketball's biggest stage has had on the university and region when we come back.
At PNC Bank, we're committed to making a difference in the lives of our customers and communities by helping them move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, we try to do right by our customers with every encounter. Our local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide you in making the best decision. We're proud to be part of your community. PNC Bank. See how we can make a difference for you at PNC.com. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved.
First time in 44 years that Purdue is going to the Final Four.
Well, no doubt a night to remember for the Boilermakers and basketball fans across the state of Indiana. Purdue will have already taken on North Carolina State in the Final Four for most of you watching the show. But no matter the outcome, March Madness has been a business win for Purdue. Think merchandise. Think exposure and recruiting for the university. Think NIL and what that could look like for Purdue moving forward. Inside Indiana Business reporter Mary Rachel Redmond with that part of the story.
Well, Gary, what a role it's been for the Purdue Boilermakers. It's been 44 years since Purdue played in the Final Four, but there's a lot more to it than just the excitement for players and fans. The ripple effect can have a big-time economic impact on the university.
It's Hayward pulling it down, getting around Zubac at midcourt, launches the shot.
We all remember this near miracle in the 2010 National Championship. Butler's back-to-back NCAA title game appearances put the small Indianapolis school on the map. In fact, Butler's applications nearly tripled thanks in large part to the Bulldogs' magical runs made in March.
The most recent example, I think, that makes sense to consider what can happen to a university like Purdue is looking back at Butler. Butler has transformed itself as a university. They've become more of a national university, all because I think, largely at least in part, due to that Final Four run in 2010 and then following it up in 2011. They didn't win the title, but they got the national media exposure.
Tennessee will not foul. And wouldn't you know it, on Resurrection Sunday, the Purdue Boilermakers have turned the doubters into believers.
Now Purdue finds itself back in the Final Four for the first time in over four decades.
I think there's a whole new level of visibility that comes with going to a Final Four that Purdue would not have had before. There's been a model of consistency there in West Lafayette for the program. They've had two head coaches in the last 40 years. Gene Cady, who's a Hall of Famer, right into Matt Painter, who maybe someday will also be a Hall of Famer. But they haven't gotten to this level since 1980. So 44 years, that's more than double the lifetime of the oldest players on this roster. So I think there's a renewed visibility with reaching this level where you are truly contending for a national championship now as one of the Final Four teams standing, and Purdue hadn't reached that level in a very, very long time.
Yes, it's been a long road back, but just how significant is Purdue's run from a dollars and cents standpoint, especially when you look at upping the ante for NIL money?
So this run to the Final Four isn't quite a Cinderella story, but it's approaching what Duke did in the 80s. If Purdue can pull it off and get two more victories, the NIL cash flow machine might turn on a little bit more than it has so far. It's hard to keep up with schools like Texas, Ohio State, even Indiana, whose NIL cash flow is probably in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 times Purdue. And when you're trying to attract athletes, student athletes from the transfer portal, it helps to have NIL coffers. So, you know, doing what Purdue's done with Matt Painter is only going to help them in terms of attracting a different kind of student athlete.
The new president and CEO of Boiler Alliance, Purdue's NIL collective, tells me Purdue fans have a genuine love for their university. And it's not just the men's basketball team that will benefit from winning.
People that care deeply about Purdue athletics generally care about Purdue, full stop, right? It's not necessarily football or basketball or women's volleyball. And so with that, I think by Purdue men's basketball making the Final Four, this is gonna raise all ships, right? We're gonna see this benefit football. We're gonna see this benefit other sports like women's basketball, women's volleyball, and as a result, at the collective, that will in turn allow us to impact more charities, right? More student athletes going into the community, and so the ripple effect of this will be significant.
And the last 2 weeks, well, let's just say they've been pretty busy for NAV.
We saw through our partners at Campus Inc., which runs the NIL store, they sell shirts and different retail apparel. They set a single day sales record on Sunday, the day that Purdue won their Elite Eight game to send them to the Final Four. Over the last several days here have generated north of a couple $100,000 just in sales one of our retail partners at Campus Inc. And so, you know, that's directly benefiting our student athletes. I can also share that businesses have been flooding our student athletes' DMs or direct messages with opportunities. And so the exposure and the visibility that a Final Four run brings is truly, you know, unprecedented. And so, again, at the collective, we'll be the direct beneficiaries of that, just in terms of the conversations it'll enable us to have, and alumni and fans that are obviously, I think the family spirit in the Purdue program, it probably has never been higher, at least not in recent memory.
Definitely an exciting time to be a Boilermaker fan. There's a new game in town in Terre Haute. Why the city is bullish that its new casino will pay off in a big way. And in this week's IBJ, find out how the new IU Indianapolis is working to become a premier research institution.
Here's what's making news around Indiana. Brought to you by the Indiana Association of Realtors. Indiana's 21,000 realtors. The neighbors you know, the experts you can count on.
Well, we begin in the Wabash Valley, where they're legally rolling the dice, playing the slots, and betting the odds for the first time ever. After nearly 3 years of planning and construction, the $290 million Terre Haute Resort Casino opening its doors this weekend. It's Indiana's 14th casino and is expected to not only employ 600 workers, but also in the cards, it's expected to become a major tourist destination for the region. Casino operator Churchill Downs looking to open the 125-room hotel on the property sometime in May. Job loss coming to workers in northern Indiana. Our partners at Fox Michiana reporting Napanee-based RV manufacturer Newmar reducing its workforce due to what the company says is a decline in customer demand and dealer inventory. No word on the specific amount of jobs being cut. Newmar makes a variety of luxury motor coaches and is a subsidiary of Winnebago. It's the end of the line for Saks Fifth Avenue at the Fashion Mall at Keystone in Indianapolis. The IBJ reporting the high-end retailer expected to close sometime this year. It's part of mall owner Simon Property Group's plan to redevelop the upscale shopping center, which is expected to include new shopping and dining space in an outdoor plaza. All eyes on the skies in Indiana as Hoosier communities prepare for the celestial event of the century. The solar eclipse, Indiana smack dab in the middle for people to witness a once-in-a-lifetime outer space experience. Much of the state in the path of totality, a four-minute event expected to attract up to more than a 500,000 stargazers to the state, which adds up to a big number for Indiana businesses' bottom line. Tourism experts expecting at least $150 million in economic impact for the state of Indiana. Big plans in the works for downtown South Bend. The city moving forward to build a $100 million mixed-use project called Madison Lifestyle District. Nearly 250 apartments, a 100-room hotel, and thousands of feet of commercial space, all part of the plan. And finally, a tribute to an Indiana servant leader who made an indelible mark on the place he called home. Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry recently losing his short battle with cancer. Tom Henry was born and raised in the city he led for more than 15 years and leaves a legacy of unprecedented growth in Fort Wayne. Henry, instrumental in transforming Fort Wayne's riverfront into a work-live-play Midwest destination, a multi-billion dollar investment that put Fort Wayne on the map as one of the best cities to live in. Henry also had a big hand in converting the old empty GE campus into a vibrant mixed-use development. The list goes on. Parkview Field updates, the renovated Veterans Memorial Bridge. And most recently, Henry set his sights on Fort Wayne's southeast side, Google planning to build a massive data center there. Tom Henry was a friend of the show, appearing most recently on Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick in October, promoting the next wave of development coming to Fort Wayne. Mayor Henry once described serving as mayor of his hometown as a great run, one that he led with dedication and compassion for the city he loved. Mayor Henry's funeral is set for Friday, April 12th at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Fort Wayne.
Time now for our Eye on Education, brought to you by PNC
Welcome
Bank.
Welcome back to the show, coming to you this week from West Lafayette. Now, Lafayette, specifically the Advanced Manufacturing Lab at Ivy Tech Community College Lafayette. You know, attracting multi-billion dollar semiconductor and microelectronic investments, that's one thing. But providing the workforce to fuel those investments, that is quite another. And it takes a village. Here now, details on a partnership started 2 years ago between Ivy Tech and Purdue that is now very much in focus.
They power everything from cell phones to computers, cars to coffee pots. And as demand for microchips continues to soar, the industry is facing a worker shortage and the need to fill more than 100,000 jobs by the end of the decade. Based on degree completion rates, there are forecasts that suggest nearly 40% of chip technician jobs could go unfilled. Anticipating this need, Purdue and Ivy Tech launched a partnership 2 years ago aimed at fueling a microelectronics pipeline and attracting semiconductor companies to Indiana.
We try to work closely with industry to see what industries are coming on and to stand up programs so that we're graduating students in time to go into the, when they're ready to hire, we've got graduates ready to go, but we don't want to get in so early that we're graduating them too soon, and we certainly don't want to be too late.
The Purdue Ivy Tech partnership includes corporate training programs and associate and bachelor's degree curriculum designed to align with industry needs.
Specifically, we're looking to stand up the electronics and computer technology program with a certificate in semiconductor fabrication, train students to go into operator and technician roles. But a lot of these plants are also highly automated, and we have a robust advanced automation and robotics technology program. We're using that program to meet those needs. So it can sometimes depend on whether or not you're in the clean room environment itself, or you may be in the sub fab working on equipment that supports the clean room operation.
The program includes outreach to area schools. So far, more than 100 students have participated in a Purdue Ivy Tech effort to spark interest in the industry.
We bring in 60 students for a semiconductor experience where they're working on Ivy Tech's campus in robotics and doing electronics, and then they're also working on Purdue's campus doing additional work with semiconductors to really expose them to the industry. Ivy Tech's role is critical because we produce the students that with one-year certificates or one-semester certificates, two-year associate's degrees, to get them directly into the industry. And in some cases, you could have as much as two-thirds of the workforce is going to be associate's level and below. These are careers. Students are able to go into these technician positions. They're able to advance and to go up the ladder in these corporations.
New skills for new careers in Indiana's new economy.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. I'm Gary Dick saying so long from Lafayette, West Lafayette.
Thank you for listening to the Inside Indiana Business Television podcast. Remember, you can get the latest business news from every corner of the state at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Go out and make it a successful week.